We all know that prayer is important because it's our direct line to God. But is your prayer life on fire? Is it moving things? Is it shaking things up? Do you know when you reach to the Almighty and you ask for Him to intervene in your situation, something's going to happen? Well, it is going to happen. You're going to discover on today's program how to become spiritually fit, how to have a powerful prayer life, and where you can truly become a worshiping warrior. Today you're going to meet a dear friend of mine. Her name is Teresa Goggins. She's a pastor and a prayer warrior. Along with her husband, Pastor Thomas Goggins, they are co-founders of Thy Kingdom Has Come Ministries. And it is truly an instrumental force of ministry in its seventh year that's thriving, that's making a difference in our world today. She's also the author of this amazing book, Train to Conquer. It's going to help you discover how to become a veritable prayer warrior through a boot camp that trains you as an intercessor so that your prayers are more effective, so that your prayers are doing what they're designed to do, where you're going to see the amazing, powerful force of prayer manifest itself in your life, where you're going to grow to discover just how powerful prayer can be. Stay tuned, because in the next 30 minutes, you're going to find out how to get spiritually fit and discover how you can be trained to conquer in your neighborhoods, your schools, your cities. It's time to take dominion over the ground that we stand, and you're going to discover it right here. I'm Damon Davis, and this is One on One. If you've been fighting your battles in the natural, today you're going to discover how you can fight your battles in the supernatural, where your natural is on steroids. How about that? Where we're going to infuse your fighting with nitric oxide, with the Spirit of God, so that when you fight, you'll win. Pastor T, I welcome you to the show.
How are you?
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
You know why I'm excited? I'm excited because people are struggling and they're defeated and they're beaten down and they're discouraged and they have forgotten that they were designed to win.
You are saying it exactly right. One of the things that Train to Conquer is a design to do is to train that individual to stay consistent in the seeking of God's face so your prayer life can grow and turn around for the good.
Praise God. I'm really excited about people watching because they're going to discover who they are in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And they're going to discover that they can't just go through life fighting and not understand what their weapons of warfare are.
Absolutely.
Before we get into this, I want people to understand who you are.
I am a prophetic intercessor of 20 years.
Wow.
And started ministry in 1997 in my basement, where I would spend hours and hours of prayer, seeking not only for the assignment that was on my personal life, but what would be the assignment for the kingdom and the body of Christ that He would have me fulfill during that time. So I heard the voice of the Lord say, build a sea of intercessors. Mm. We know that Jesus is our greatest example as an intercessor. That's what He's doing even today. He's standing on the right hand of the Father doing intercession for you and I.
Sure.
So one of the things that intercession has taught me down through the years is to stay consistent.
Got it.
And over the years, we have been able to start ministry. In 2007, we launched our church. Amen. My husband and I are 28 years, where he pastors and I am co-pastor. Amen. And Thy Kingdom Has Come International Ministries is in Austell, Georgia, doing a phenomenal work there, advancing the kingdom of God like a whirlwind.
That's good.
I'm telling you, it takes the anointing of God to do ministry today, and you have to be consistent with your prayer life.
Yeah, you do.
In order to move anything in life, yeah. You have to know how to speak to the mountain so it can be removed.
Or it won't move.
Absolutely. That's how you start the activity in the supernatural realm. Because when God shows you something in prayer, it tells you something has already manifested, whether you see it or not with your natural eye.
So when you say that for the viewer,
yes,
they have already been healed.
Absolutely.
They have already received their financial
Absolutely.
Breakthrough. Their marriage has already been healed.
Absolutely.
That wayward son or daughter has already come home.
Absolutely.
What they can't see now, wherever you are, with a naked eye, it's already done in Jesus' name.
It's already done because the Word of God declares, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. So it tells us, according to Jeremiah 29:11, it says, I know my thoughts of you to give you an expected end. And that ending is God's ending.
That's right.
It's not your expectation of what you want God to do, but it's God's ending.
It's what He planned
it's
for us.
It's what He has willed in the earth. Listen, believer, God has already set great expectations for your life. So when you deal with train to conquer, you got to move in the supernatural and not see what you see with your naked eye and be able to understand whatever God has spoken on your, over your life is already done.
Powerful. We're here today,
yes.
by the way, to talk
yes.
about Train to Conquer, which is a instructional
Absolutely.
Warrior's blueprint on how to make stuff happen in the supernatural realm to the power of prayer.
Yes.
Many people tuned in right now are perplexed. They're discouraged. They've tuned in for an answer to a question. What's the question that you find most people asking you when it pertains to prayer? What is the question?
When it pertains to prayer, the lack of training. Even Jesus' disciples said, Master, teach us how to pray.
Yeah.
So it takes training. Where are the frontline intercessors?
And I would submit that many churches, many pastors, aren't teaching on intercession, aren't teaching on spiritual warfare. Well, because they don't understand it.
Absolutely.
But you come from a very rich heritage of pulling down strongholds,
yes,
don't you?
Absolutely. I am a warrior. You don't expect defeat. You don't expect to hear defeat.
No.
You expect to hear faith.
Yeah, you do.
And that's one of the things that Train to Conquer. It trains the front line of the body of Christ to be prepared for war because the enemy is coming. So,
so
without
true.
A doubt, it's just when, it's not if he's going to come.
It's when.
It's when he's going to come, right? So this is why I set forth a Train to Conquer. Because
sure.
I don't know if you notice, but it is time to pray. And it's time to get a passion in your life for prayer again, because prayer is the only way.
It's the only way to do what only prayer can do.
Yes.
When you're dealing with supernatural forces that, to your point, they're at work. They're always at work. The enemy, he never stops.
Never.
He never sleeps. He never takes a vacation. He is always, always trying to mess up your destiny.
Absolutely. And Train to Conquer is an awakening to prayer. As leaders, we should be leading out. We should be setting an example. We should be the ones found fasting and praying.
That's right.
And Train to Conquer teaches you over a six-week time, day to day, it takes you to a boot camp. It takes you through forgiveness. If there's something you're not spiritually fit, you can't stand on the front line.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's important that if you harbor unforgiveness in your heart, that you understand that God is going to require that of every intercessor or every person that stands on that front line.
Absolutely.
So Train to Conquer trains your spirit, not your natural. It trains your spirit man.
A lot of people don't understand that there is a supernatural breakthrough power that exists in prayer.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
We've become numb
yeah.
to prayer because now we're so busy.
Sure.
We're busybodies. And busyness, if you read the word, it lifts your anointing off your life. You have to stay focused and be able, not only when you're praying out loud, but do you meditate when
Got
you
it.
Pray? Do you sit quietly when you ask God for something? Are you willing to sit and see, will He answer you?
And I want us to ask of ourselves, how do we pray today?
There is the lack of passion. I keep going back to that because it's not that the believers, we want to pray. As a matter of fact, most of us, if you be honest with yourself, you feel a longing in your spirit to pray. And the only way we can really get the presence of God to begin to move with a powerful anointing in our lives is to first get motivation.
That's good. Do you find that most people are living a depleted prayer life, that they really don't understand the power that they have?
Absolutely, and it has a lot to do with the authority of the believer.
Okay.
God told Adam to name the animals. And He said, Adam, listen, whatever you name it, that's what I'm going to call it. That was the authority piece.
Got it.
Well, every believer has that authority, but are we willing to call those things that are not as though they were?
Wow.
So it moves things to another perspective in our faith. So if I know in my heart that God's going to answer my prayer, I'm more eager to go to Him.
Sure.
Now, because the faith piece may be missing in the believer's life, the passion dies out when we don't see it. When we don't see it come to pass, so
we give up.
Absolutely.
We give up. We pray.
Up. So that's why
we don't see it.
Passion.
We feel like God's not
you
listening.
You have to know if you're seeking Him, that He is a rewarder
of those who diligently,
consistently going back, consistently going to that throne room, consistently getting yourself in the place of the Holy of Holies where you can decree and declare.
Got it.
Consistently shifting your prayer life from our Father.
Got it.
Until He becomes personal where He's hallowed.
Wow.
In your heart.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you, once the relationship gets there, then you talking to Him, then God gives you a praying spirit.
Ooh, powerful.
And it's not just a prayer time.
That's
it's
right.
It's a praying spirit.
Now, how was a conversation?
Then it's 1 Thessalonians. Pray all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Without ceasing.
Without ceasing.
You know, I bet it's okay to say, and God, help me.
Help me.
You know,
that's the shortest prayer it is.
I mean, when you go so low that you can't see anywhere but up. Is that not where God can show up and do the impossible?
Absolutely.
I believe that we are in a critical season where the greatest miracles will take place. The greatest revival will take place.
Yes.
We are at the dawn of an absolute and total spiritual war because we are in the 11th hour, ladies and gentlemen. Well, if the greatest battle were happening now and we are in the eve of the greatest miracles, the greatest breakthrough, the greatest power seen on planet Earth before this new Jerusalem should come here and take its rightful place.
Yes.
Would it not mean that we might not have to be more diligent, have more passion, to be pressing in harder than we ever have before?
Hallelujah.
It's like Daniel that he prayed, but the angels were dispatched immediately.
Yes.
But it took 21 days to get there. How many people have prayed? The angels have been dispatched, but the deep forces of hell,
Prince of Persia,
the Prince of Persia would be standing in the way of your miracle and you've given up. Standing in the way of your breakthrough and you've given up. Standing in the way of your financial truckload coming in, somebody. But you've given up. And what you're saying here, I'm getting myself excited.
Yes.
What you're saying here is that there are conquerors that should be conquering, but they got to have the training to discover how to fight perhaps the greatest battle of their life. Am I getting it right?
You're right on it. Trained to conquer. The greatest weapon now is faith.
Mm.
Every believer must understand that you have to trust God regardless of what it looks like.
Yes.
Regardless of what the report, regardless of what the doctors say.
Yeah.
You have to trust God. It's your greatest weapon during this season. When you are trained to conquer, the authority rests in the believer of Jesus Christ.
Who?
It rests in the lives of you, believer.
Yes, it
does.
If
you would learn to open your mouth.
That's it.
And begin to speak those things that are not as though they were. And you would be amazed at the manifestation of God's glory in your life. We have to understand that power of life and death, it lies in our tongue. So that tells me that my tongue has power in it.
Got it, got it.
And if the enemy can ever silence me, he can get victory over me. But if I keep speaking, those things that are not as though they were.
Wow.
If I keep speaking to the invisible realm, the invisible realm will become visible.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that God is requiring us doing this weapon of faith. That's what I call it. Use your weapon of faith. Trust God. One of my spiritual daughters, I just got the report on Thursday, cancer in her body. We begin to fast and we begin to pray and we begin to seek the face of God. And we told cancer, stay your hand.
Yeah.
And we begin to denounce the power out of the name of cancer, because cancer name has power with it.
Yeah.
It don't have all power. So we begin to strip it of its identity.
Yeah.
If you ever want to defeat an enemy, strip it of its identity.
Of its identity.
Take its name and you take its authority.
Wow.
So we begin, you don't have no power over the word of God. And we begin to speak the word of God and drove up to Nashville, laid hands on her a couple of times. And as of Thursday, there is no cancer in her body.
Praise God.
Because of prayer, because of the weapon of faith. So I'm telling you, wake up, believer. What you say is really what you're going to have.
Praise God, we can speak
glory
of an identity,
yes,
of a source that has greater
absolutely
power over what they're facing.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're talking about.
And that's the training. That's the worshiping warrior. That's the train to conquer, that you more than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
Through Christ Jesus. That means you just not going to conquer.
Yeah.
You're going to win it all.
That's it.
So it's important as believers that we understand this takes training and time. This don't come overnight.
Okay, so let's
let's
get into that then.
Yeah.
You talk about seven areas
absolutely
to keep covered at all times under the blood of Jesus. This was really powerful because so many people don't understand what the blood of Jesus is all about. They don't understand the ability to invoke the blood of Jesus over your circumstances. Now, he died on that cross for our sins. He paid the price. It was finished at Calvary. And his blood was shed for us that it may cover all of the areas in our life.
If you learn this and keep these areas, your belly, your heart, your mind, if you keep these areas under the blood, the enemy really don't have no power over your life.
You're saying that the enemy is attacking those parts of that person.
Absolutely.
And you're saying we got to get those areas covered by the blood.
Absolutely.
And here's how.
Absolutely. Train to Conquer teaches you that out of your heart flows the issues of life.
Mm.
So you must keep your heart covered and don't give your heart to everybody.
Give
your heart to Jesus. Because he'll be faithful over it. So, but if you allow your heart to be, you will never stay on the warrior field.
Who?
On the battlefield with a broken heart.
Pastor T, I bet you see a lot of women in particular finding this a worthwhile investment of their time. They're seeing breakthrough in every area of their life, their family's lives, their children's lives. Am I right?
Absolutely. This is a great tool for sisters.
Yeah.
This is a great tool to live your day-to-day life, to keep your children covered. It's a training manual to actually learn how to live as a believer from day to day.
A lot of men have a hard time getting material like this. But if a man got a hold of this, if a man understood the power of prayer in his life,
my God,
what would change?
Yes.
What would change in that home? What would change in that church? What would change as a husband, as a father? What would change as a business leader? Am I right?
Absolutely.
Have you seen this become a tool for men?
Absolutely. Train to Conquer went international last year to Bermuda. And Bishop Vernon Lamb ordered the book and ended up buying 30 copies for his leaders.
That's great.
And I got the report that it was so life-changing to the leadership, it taught them literally how to pray.
Wow.
It's a manifestation, not only for men, but for the body.
Yeah.
Men should always pray and never faint. And you don't have to be a prayer warrior. You don't have to be an intercessor, but you do have to pray.
That's good.
So it's a great tool for
That's
us.
Good. I know God brought you here.
Thank you, Lord.
For such a time as this. To speak to someone who's watching. And all of hell is fighting to keep you from getting your hands on material that can teach you how to hear the Master's voice that can make stuff happen. And to keep you from learning how to speak to Abba Father, the only one who can do what only He can do in your life. And I'm going to listen to me. I don't care what the diagnosis is, and I don't care how dead it is, relationships, finances, yes, and more.
Glory.
Ain't nothing dead. Mm-mm. So long as the supernatural power and presence, yes, of God can touch that thing. Now, you're shouting right now. And if you're not, you should be shouting. What should you shout?
Glory.
You say, yes, God, I'm ready to receive. And I'm just crazy enough to believe that God would have sent a prayer warrior who has walked this thing out to a studio to sit with me in the red chair to give one idea, one strategy, one solution to help you move from the ordinary to the extraordinary life. Extraordinary. That means more than ordinary. That means you. The musician, the author, the business leader, the pastor, the mom, the dad, the infertile who's now fertile, that who is sick, who is now healed, the ordinary to become extraordinary, and all of hell would like you to take that dream to the grave.
My God.
Woo!
Jesus.
But they can't just sit there and listen and do nothing. But they got to know what to do.
Absolutely.
They got to know how to do it.
Yes.
You have lived this journey.
Yes, sir.
You have walked it out. And you have seen the manifestation of the power of God, not just in your life, but people's lives around you. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Give me a rapid fire list of some miracles. Let me hear it. Tell me some stuff you've seen, dear sister.
Praise God. In Bermuda, we saw blinded eyes open. I've seen tumors. Even in my own personal life, God has delivered me from so many different things. But it starts with the faith.
Yeah.
It starts with the faith. I'm telling you, your prayer life is designed to cause you to conquer.
Yeah.
And when you realize that when God synchronized, when you get your prayer life engaged in your life, that you are going to see a great manifestation of the Spirit of God in your life.
That's good. That's good. We want to get you this amazing book. This is a workbook. This is a step-by-step guide. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What do I do today? What do I do tomorrow? How do I pray? How do I talk to God? How do I speak the word of authority out of my mouth that sets things in motion? You're going to learn it right here. If you're in debt, this is your key to get out of debt. If you're sick, this is your step to get whole. If you've got a relationship that's in shambles, there is no greater solution or strategy than found in the secret place of the Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to learn how to do it right here. This could not be a better title than Trained to Conquer. And there could not be a better image than you fully armored and equipped to beat the snot out of the devil. Can I say that on Christian TV?
Woo! Absolutely.
You are going to be so powerful for Jesus that every demon from hell is going to run, and in your shadow, people will be healed. Amen. Do you feel that?
My God.
Woo!
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, God.
We got people on camera shouting.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
There's no reason for you to be broken down in that mess of a state that you're in. You weren't designed to be that way. God didn't make you that way. The world created that in you. But guess what? Boom! Right now, with one simple decision, one phone call, you sow a seed of faith, you give this bundle into your life, and you watch what God does.
Wow.
Look, whether you know it or not, we're right in the middle of the greatest fight of our life. Maybe you feel it. Maybe you're tired of losing your joy and your peace to the plans of the enemy. Maybe you're tired of watching the enemy come after your children, putting his hands on your health, or even destroy your marriage. The question we must ask today is, are you living the life that God has called you to live? Are you living a life full of purpose where you know you're doing what God called you to do? Well, for many, maybe you, the answer is no. We become stuck in the day-to-day struggle to make ends meet. We work ourselves to the bone, barely getting by. Well, today I want you to discover the steps, the mindset, enter the pathway where you're living a victorious life. Now is the time for you to take a stand, to move from victim to victor. Now is the time for us together to discover how to conquer the stuff the enemy's throwing at us. Pastor T, my friend, who you saw in today's program, is going to provide you with the training and the tools that you need
to conquer in every area of your life. In her powerful book, Train to Conquer, you're going to discover how to unlock the power, the gifts, the talents, the stuff that God put inside of you to help you experience victory in the battles in your life that you're fighting now. Imagine being able to build your faith and connect with God in a way you never did before, where you can stare down the toughest challenges with the boldness and the confidence to overcome. You will with this book. It's a practical guide that'll show you how you can identify the work of the devil and how you can win with the Word of God in your life. You're going to discover what it means to walk in sync with the purposes of heaven and how to pray, how to intercede in a way that gets you results. In addition to her incredible step-by-step guide, you're going to also receive an exclusive companion video teaching where Pastor T helps you into a place where you're tapping into the power and the authority that is yours through prayer. She'll identify 7 key areas in your life that you need to keep covered in prayer to walk in victory every single day. This is more than just teaching. This is impartation. This is your chance to wake up the warrior that is inside of you, where you're not only growing understanding, but you'll grow in power, where you are walking in breakthrough anointing that is on the inside of you, and Pastor T is going to bring this out. Believe me, this collection is not one you want to miss. It's a 1-2 punch that will equip you to overcome every single attack against you. But there's more. As part of this exclusive offer, you'll also get a personal prayer CD from Pastor T. Pastor T is going to help lead you in how to pray, how to tap into the deeper realm of power and authority and dominion through prayer. Both the book, Train to Conquer, the companion video teaching, and this prayer CD are available to you today for your love gift of only $40 or more. But look, I also want to get you the complete uncut interview with me and Pastor T. You only saw 22 minutes on today's show. You're going to get the whole hour behind the scenes, me and Pastor T, as we walk through the stuff you need to know to help you make changes now that can lead you in a direction to live the greatest days of your life. Please make a call. I'm ready for you to have a divine intervention where you can live the life that you know you were designed to live, and it begins here. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. We want to hear from you. We want to know how these programs have been a blessing to you, and we want to hear what you're going through.
This has been One-on-One. See you again next time.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.